Good morning and welcome to Life Points Drivecast, or good evening if you're listening on your way home. I am Mark Shields, the Family Ministries Pastor at our Westerville campus, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving and that you're getting all prepped and ready for the holiday season. One of the things that we talked about at the Westerville campus this week was what gets your goat. What is it that sometimes annoys you about the Lord, or you wish you could change, or that thing that he asked for from you that you really don't want to give up? You see, in Leviticus chapter 16, it talks about this goat sacrifice, and the goat represents sin. Right? And we all have these things that we'd rather hold on to and kind of keep to ourselves. And I actually talked about some things that I struggled with in the past. And one of them was a relationship, just struggled to, keep that for myself and not give it to the Lord when I was younger, before I was married. And then also too, just some things about my lifestyle with my relationships with my friends, just some things that I wanted to be able to do with them that I knew weren't right. But I wanted both. So I thought I could be the cool Christian guy. And what I ended up doing was being pretty two-faced and had my feet in the world and in trying to have my relationship with the Lord. But one of the things that I came to find out was that the Lord wanted my goat. He wanted my sin. He wanted those things. And in exchange, he was going to give me himself. Well, I really wanted both. I didn't want to give up one. But it came to this point one night when I was at a conference in Cincinnati, and I was listening to a professional football player talk about his relationship with the Lord. I got a chance to actually meet the GOAT, Jesus, the greatest of all time. And he asked me for those sins. He asked me for my goat, and I was able to, reluctantly at first, but I was able to give those things up to him and repent, and I literally turned away from those sins. I didn't want to. I was actually scared to at that time for some reason, but when I did that, I got to meet Jesus for the first time, and I realized how amazing he was, and he took all that sin, and he just literally cleaned up my life and gave me a new heart and a new relationship with him that was so much better than anything that I had wanted in the past, or any of those kind of sin, i.e. goats, that I had was reluctantly unwilling to give. So just this week, are there some things that you need to, some goats, some sin that you are reluctantly holding on to? I encourage you to just give those to the Lord and repent, whatever those things are. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a position at work. Maybe it's a substance or something that unfortunately is kind of manipulating and monopolizing your heart and your time and your affections way more than God. I just encourage you to, whatever it is, I know it's hard, but give it to the Lord. The goat, he was the sin offering that they talk about in Leviticus, the final sin offering for our sins, and he wants it, and in exchange he's going to give you himself. And when you get to know him, he is just so amazing. So just encourage you to do that. I'm going to give you a moment to pray and maybe just pray about those things, whatever they might be, and give it to the Lord, and then I'll close us. Lord, we're just thankful that you are the goat, the greatest of all time, and that you are the perfect sin sacrifice. Lord, I don't know why it's so hard to give up the things that we hold on to, but you are worth it. You've proved it on the cross, Lord, that you love us and you want what's best for us. And usually those things that we reluctantly give up end up being the best thing for us. And Lord, we know that you are glorified and you are honored when we trust you with these things. So Lord, we just kind of give our burdens, give our sin, give our worries, give just whatever we're holding on to you. And we are just thankful, Lord, that in exchange, we get your grace, your love, and your mercy. So just be with us today. And thank you for being the GOAT, the greatest of all time. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.